You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well today with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Of course, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Today's show is we're talking about the foundations, you know, kind of the rocks that you build on of making your Social Security decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been thinking lately, Hans, about the parable of the soils and how, you know, we have places in our life that we've got ruts that we've developed that are hard soil and hard for people to get through to our thick heads because we keep doing it the same way over and over again. So there's things like that that affect our decisions. There are certainly weeds that, you know, crowd out good decisions that, you know, we got weedy soil sometimes. But the one that I've been thinking about lately is the one with the rocks. And what are my foundational beliefs that are actually inaccurate? And so, you know, like I had a friend call me. Today is actually my 64th birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So, you know, that's pretty fun. And I had this friend call me, and they're like, "So, Robbie, you're 64. Do you file for Social Security today?" And I was like, "No, why would I do? You know, I would need to wait." And he goes, "Oh, no, we need to do this bird in the hand idea. You know, I did it when I was 63, and I just felt, and I know what this person has a substantial income and some other things, and I just thought to myself, oh, man, where did you get the information to make that decision?" I didn't say that to him because I didn't want him to, you know, feel bad or anything. But this is one of the rocks that people make decisions on without getting the whole.
IBSI is a high percentage of our clients come in either where this gentleman was, as I already took it, and that was a great decision, and this is why, or they come in and they say, "I've already decided to delay till I'm 70, and let's just talk about the next subject."
And so I want to tell a little story along those lines that I learned from Trans World Radio about what happened in China when somebody was making decisions when they didn't have all the information. So, you know, there weren't a lot of Bibles in China. There wasn't much discipleship, but they had this man was meeting in a house church, and the communists came in and threatened him with guns, and they all took off running. Well, this man, you know, was running away from the communists. He fell into a well, and on his way down, the rope, you know, caught his leg, and he was hanging by leg, thank God. I mean, he was saved, and the communists ran right by him, didn't see him. That was really, really good. And, of course, what would you do if you were hanging upside down in a well by a rope? You'd be praying if you were a Christian, and that was what he was doing. He was praying, and lo and behold, went long, somebody came along and rescued him. And he said, "Well, this is it. I found that the secret to salvation is to hang upside down in prayer." So he started the church of the upside, because without discipleship, without Bible to tell him you can pray without hanging upside down, well, you know, him, the effective way to pray was hanging upside down. So he started the church of the upside down prayer. Well, how many of our friends are telling us ideas about how we should do our Social Security, whatever? We're making decisions based on limited information, right, Hans?
Well, absolutely. And a lot of folks that come in with this is one of the first issues that we've got to deal with, and we don't deal with it immediately. And if somebody comes in to me, they're a new client, they want to hire me, and they're espousing things like your friend did. "Well, I already started my Social Security." Well, first of all, if they've already started, I'm not going to tell them that was a bad decision. I mean, later they're going to figure that out as they're working with me. But a lot of folks get their information about Social Security decisions from sources that aren't real reliable. And they usually have trouble naming them. And it's just kind of the common wisdom. They'll say, "Well, everybody knows that because they've been reading that Social Security is going to go out of business in 2035. And they've been reading that the Congress has been spending the Social Security Trust Fund on things other than Social Security." And
you really, really had a horror story this week, you know, from a couple that was trying to get their information from the Social Security division themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we've prayed for this couple on the show before. And we'll do it again. I mean, this gentleman has just been diagnosed with ALS, which is very, very difficult to deal with at 63 years old, and just early in retirement, and to be facing that for both he and his spouse. And by the way, he's a CPA. Okay, I mean, he's a card-carrying CPA, and so I'm just helping these people in any way I can. And so he already had a disability application in. So this gentleman took Social Security at 62, which I don't really necessarily want to say was a bad decision, but he didn't know the ramifications of it, that it just looked good to him. It's $2,000 a month. And, you know, had he waited a while, it probably would be, you know, $3,000 a month or $3,200, but he took it. And then a year later, or a year and a half later, he gets this diagnosis. And so they had filed earlier for Social Security disability. So you can actually do that. If you take it early and then you become disabled, then you can go to Social Security and say, now I want to apply for Social Security disability because I'm now disabled. And then if you're successful, which he's been, then your Social Security check will get raised to the amount it would have been at full retirement age. So
wow, that's a benefit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real benefit. And they already had figured this out. I mean, she's pretty sharp. And, you know, he, being a CPA, is pretty good at reading rules and regulations still, even with the problems that he has now. They both are. And so they got all that started. But what they didn't know, and what she's frustrated about, is that Medicare is going to start for you 2 years after you get approved for Social Security disability. And so that didn't mean much to them at 63 and a half, because he's going to be eligible for Medicare in February 2021. In about 15 months, he's going to get it like everyone else. But he could really use it now, Medicare.
Oh, I can imagine what the bills would be. Phenomenal compared to what you would if you had Medicare.
Well, sure, and a supplement. So that's one of the places, is that Medicare is administered by the Social Security Administration. I mean, so it's a little bit hard to separate these, but these folks have a lot going on. And what, you know, they have learned kind of the hard way is using all the Social Security regulations to make your Social Security decisions. There's several things that they would have done differently if they would have had the benefit of my advice, okay, or somebody like me. And, you know, him being a CPA, he's pretty knowledgeable about a lot of things, but he never was trained on Social Security. And so there's a special provision in the Social Security code with Medicare that when you get disability, and if it's from two things and two things only, end-stage renal disease, which is dialysis, your kidneys have shut down, or ALS. So if you have either of those impairments, you're fast-tracked onto Medicare. Okay? So she was under the assumption, we prayed about this, that between the time I talked to her and this appointment that she wrote me about, which was last week, that maybe they'll get approved for Social Security disability and then they'll get fast-tracked onto
Medicare.
We're just assuming that. And so was she. And, it, you know, needless to say, things didn't go that well in this appointment. Okay.
Yeah, again, it's a challenge because, you know, the Social Security is made up of people that are going by whatever rules. And if somebody mixes a form in the wrong place, then you got to deal with that for however many months. What you're getting advice from, if you're calling those people asking them for advice, you know, is based on just a very, very limited information that they have based on what they're able to do.
Sure. And so, you know, what I get out of this is I'm just thinking, you know, it says it right there in my book, don't go to the Social Security office and start asking questions and using their stuff to do your Social Security planning. Because what I'm involved in is not so much answering questions about Social Security, because sometimes I got to look it up. But it's really getting an overall plan for when you're going to start this and when you're going to rely on Social Security. And the good news for him is this will work itself out. It's just going to work itself out in 2 or 3 months instead of right. 2 or 3 weeks.
Which is all the more reason that, you know, that we do this radio show, and that if you go to cardinalguide.com, you're going to find the 7 worries tab, which one of which is Social Security, what we're talking about, so that, you know, you have the necessary information to have options, right? We talk about this all the time. The more information you have on a subject, the more options you see, and the more you can weigh those options, which is if you're hanging upside down and you're in a well, you don't have a lot of options. but once he got out of the well, he had all kinds of options, and he didn't realize what he had. And so we're going to make this book available to you. Actually, the PDF is there at cardinalguide.com, where you can get that absolutely free, or you can just email Hans and get the whole book, which gives you all sorts of information.
Glad to send it to you. You can go to cardinalguide.com. You can send a message through one of my assistants, and we'll ship the book out to you. You can also go to Amazon and just put Hans Scheil or Cardinal Guide, any of that. You just type it into a search and both books will come up.
Yeah, because it's not so easy to remember the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It took me a few shows before I could say it. But I did. So, but anyway.
My publisher likes to be descriptive in titles.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So there are several factors, right, that enter into this decision besides just your age, obviously.
Well, your age, but then your age and then relative to your needs of when you're going to start the check, okay? And so that's one of them. Then you got your spouse or not. I mean, people that are single, spouse, you know, isn't there to matter, but... And then you've got, if you have a spouse, then it's, is this person going to live longer than you? And then all of these, back to the first decisions, when are you going to start it? You got to look not only over your lifetime, but of you and your spouse's lifetime. You got taxes.
Right.
I mean, you got income taxes. And, you know, in the second part of the show, we'll talk about that a little bit and give a few more examples.
That in of itself, you know, enters into my equation in about 4 or 5 different angles of when to make that decision, because I got the taxes on my income, my wife's income, you know, what's it going to be when this happens and that happens, you know, all those enter into the equation. So you can tell we got a lot more to talk about these foundational planning strategies of Social Security, or you can base it on one if you want to hang upside down from a rope. You know, eventually it all comes together. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today we're talking about foundations of making your decisions on when to take your Social Security and other issues along the ideas of, you know, of how Social Security works and how it could affect our lives. And, you know, as we said right before we went to break, you know, one of those big issues is taxes. And you see this with a lot of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a way. I'm going to give you an example of the lady that came in. This lady and her husband are going to be, I was on the phone with her. They live down in Charleston or in James Island. That's not St. James Island. It's James Island. Anyhow, delightful lady. And she's a nurse. And just like my mom and my oldest sister, our second oldest sister. And she was just genuinely worried, okay? And she's worried that she doesn't have enough money in savings to retire. And she's worried about that. And she's worried because you know, when you get right down to it, enough savings and to retire, you can talk about being worried that you don't have enough, but what's your measurement of I don't have enough? And it kind of came out of her as I really wanted to have 300,000, you know, and I've got 240. I mean, that came out later, but we were on to some other things before that. And so we immediately went to the Social Security checks, and that's where I'm in my thinking. And then I found out she'd already filed. So she's almost 68, and I believe she filed back when she was 66 in the full retirement age. So at least she got one part of the taxes right, is that you don't want to file for your Social Security while you're still working, because if you make over $17,000 a year, you got to give some of it back in taxes. So that's the first thing. Don't take it early unless you're retired and you're going to stay retired. And she didn't do that. I mean, she took it at 66, but it's been going for a couple of years. And she gave me a number of about a little over $2,000 a month for hers. And then for her husband's, she gave me a number of about $1,600 a month. And then in addition to that, she is eligible for a pension that she's really only clear about one thing. If she takes it in February, it's going to be a little over $1,000 a month. So let's just call it $1,000 a month. So right there in income, these folks have $2,000 plus $1,600 is $36 plus $1,000 a month. They're going to have $4,600 a month coming into the household. Their house is paid for. You know, and I just started asking her, I said a little bit, is how much do you need if you don't have any debt? And, you know, then we started talking about taxes a little bit. And I said, you know, if that's the only income you have, you're going to pay either zero tax or real close to it. So then we dug into the Social Security a little more, and we found out that she's been doing tax withholding. She's really getting about $2,400 a month in Social Security, but they're withholding 18%. So that she can pay those taxes she's owing. And they're doing the same thing on her husband's. She's bright enough to get all that set up properly. But if she retires, we're going to get rid of that withholding. So now she's going to have $2,400 a month. He's going to have about $1,800 and $1,000 a month. We're going to be up to about $5,000 a month. And
it's tax-free, which is...
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is it's tax-free because I asked her, I said, how much at your job do you have to earn to be able to have $5,000 a month of spendable income? I asked her that, and she had no idea. I said, well, they take a lot out of your check, don't they, and your husband's check? Oh, yeah. You know, of course they do. I mean, they take out lots of things. And I said, I'm just going to make this simple for you, is you would need household income of about $8,000 to $9,000 a month to net $5,000. What I'm telling you right now is if you don't have any other income and we don't withdraw money for a few years out of these IRAs, you're going to earn $5,000 a month that you can spend all that. You could spend it every month.
Yeah, and it goes on forever. I mean, that's a beautiful, you know, it's just like the gift that keeps on giving every month.
This is why you need a financial plan that looks at more than just the subject at hand, like Social Security. And that's what she signed up. She was ready to just send me the money last night to do. It's not very expensive. But I said, well, just wait a minute here. We're going to, you know, we'll get through it. First things first. But
she signed up
for a financial plan.
Oh, okay.
It's only going to cost her $500 because they don't have a huge amount of money, and we do that very inexpensively. Now, she's got, so anyhow, we go through this, and now we're back on her money, you know. And so in a later show, we'll bring her up again because she'll be a good example for how we're going to defer that and minimize it and how we got to be careful that we don't have a year that we pull a whole lot of money out of that IRA or 401k or wherever we have it, because if we do that, we're going to throw all this other stuff, this tax-free stuff, out of balance.
Well, let's talk about me.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Sure.
My 64th birthday. So obviously, if I wanted to just go mess my world up really bad, I could go apply for Social Security. But my real situation is my wife is 7 years younger than I am.
Okay.
Right? So... you know, what we had talked about before is it based on the fact that I get to talk for a living and I love what I do working in Christian radio. I can't imagine retiring until Stu says you can't do this no more. You're too old. But, I can't imagine that for years and years and years and years. So it would be crazy for me to take even at full retirement age, wouldn't it be? Because, I mean, if I get – here's the question.
I don't want to go crazy, but we're probably not going to recommend that. Okay.
So essentially, as I recall in my statement, if I retire – if I apply, take my Social Security at the maximum time, which is 70, it's about $3,100 a month.
Okay.
Versus about $2,600 a month if I were to take it at full retirement age, which would be 66 and a half. Okay.
Right.
Is my understanding correct that if I take – and wait until I'm 70 and then say I pass away at 80.
Right.
But at this point in time, Tammy's only 73 and she lives on to 88. Does she not get my full $3,200 then for the rest of her?
Correct.
Right.
So you're every month that you delay, you're building up her check, assuming she's going to live longer than you are. And that check's for the rest of her life.
Right, which is, it's a significant thing being her husband. Like, I'd be really... you know, not maybe so inclined to wait till I was 70, but knowing that, oh my goodness, you know, that's going to be,
if you can,
that much more money
it's
for
like
her.
A life insurance policy.
Yeah, because she's 7 years younger than me. So, you know, chances are, you know, this is going to be a substantial amount of money difference, you know, for her over a period of time.
So if we decided to take it at 66 and a half for whatever reason,
right?
Like you needed the money, we probably would add in there some life insurance. Knowing that you've just cost her $500 a month for the rest of her life. So one of the ways to mitigate that problem, if we wanted to make that decision, is to get some life insurance, maybe even just term insurance for like 10 years or something, to give her some assurance that if you were to die quickly,
right,
that she would be able to collect your check for the rest of her life, and that check would be smaller than it otherwise would have been. And she'll have a life insurance payment to compensate for that.
Yeah, and I think it's worth repeating that I really never grasp when I turn 70, if I take it at this point in time, you know, I get $3,100. Tammy will get half of that amount of money, you know, because she, you know, worked in the home, you know, when our kids were being raised and all that stuff. So her check, if she took it on her Social Security, would really be minimum $750, $800 or something. But she gets half of my check. So when I turn 70, mine will be 31. When she turns full retirement age, it'll be half that?
It actually will be half of what it would have been if you took it at full retirement age. It'll be half of the 26,
okay.
Not the 31.
All right. Well, I was just
half of the 2,600 a month, not the half of the 3,100. And it won't be half of that until she's actually at her own full retirement age.
Okay.
If she took it earlier than that, then it'll be a discounted half of the 2,600.
Right, right. So you can see that herein lies all these decisions based on all sorts of information, right?
Yeah, and so then you move over to taxes. All these future dates and doing things or not doing things. Then we got to look at the income taxes you're going to pay on this check that you're starting at a given point in time. And that's going to be determined by the amount of other income you have. See, that's the real key. When taxes on Social Security income are calculated based upon – so in other words, if you're Mr. Big Bucks and you got a whole bunch of money coming in from something and you're paying taxes on that, but they're going to come back and tax your Social Security. But if you're not Mr. or Mrs. Big Bucks and you've got just some money and you just take a small extra income, then there's going to be no taxes on your Social Security. So when we're planning – We really also need to know what your other money deal is when we're calculating whether a particular date is a wise decision or not.
All right. So you've got things like your IRAs we already talked about, and some people have Roth IRAs, which
right.
would be income that didn't have a tax.
That's another reason of the Social Security to have a Roth IRA, because you can pull money out of there and it's zero tax, and then added to that, it doesn't raise your taxes on your Social Security because it doesn't count as income.
Right, but another thing that always enters into the equation is long-term care, right? Because that's something that you know, as we get up there, we're responsible for.
Well, and unfortunately, if you don't have insurance or you don't have a plan for long-term care, that's the first check that gets the Social Security check. Is just, I mean, it just, everybody's got one, you know, and it just, because that money that's coming in every month. So that's going to be the first, that's going to be the down payment. And then we're going to look to your other resources, your IRA, if you have one, CDs, land. You're going to have to utilize your resources to pay the bill for long-term care. And if you're in that situation, or somebody's in it right now, and they need long-term care, and all they got is their Social Security check, you know, what I would say to that is just call me, and let's sit down, and we can at least figure out a tax-efficient way to pay for the care you need.
Yeah, not to mention if they're a veteran, there's
benefits with that as well.
That would be a critical reason that would affect all that as well. Mm-hmm. That you know, you may not even consider the, what's it called, aid in attendance?
Veterans aid in attendance, that's correct.
Right, so all this stuff is all available if you go to cardinalguide.com, look at the 7 worries tab, the one on Social Security is what we're talking about today. You can download the PDF of what we've talked all about, and you know, clearly Hans would love to get you his book. We want to thank you for listening today to Finishing Well.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.